Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
All right, once again, folks, I want to thank you for being on this call tonight. This is Ken Marsh. This is Zuma's Health Education Call. And tonight I got a good topic lined up for you, one that I'm looking forward to personally as well. And I spent some time with a lady who is a good friend of ours at Zuma. She's a good friend of mine as well, somebody who I'm appreciative to have in my life. And she is going to be sharing some great information with us tonight. And she's a doctor of naturopathic, but she's also somebody who in more recent times is actually becoming somewhat of an organic farmer on top of it all. But she spends a lot of her time each and every week helping people like you and I enjoy more abundant health. That's part of what her passion and her drive is. And so I'm always thankful when she's got a little time to spend on a call like this with us. So I want to make sure she's out there. Dr. Henrietta Albin, are you with me?
I am. Good evening, everyone. Hi, Ken. Nice to hear you.
Yeah, it's good to hear you as well. And I hope you don't mind me referencing you now as a part-time organic farmer.
No, I just heard that. I'm going like, yeah, it's true. It's true. I was seeding beets this morning. I cleared out new beds. And in the seedling house is where the little babies start, those things that you don't direct seed in the ground. I did cilantro and Swiss chard, and tomorrow I get to do radishes. Oh, no, I did radishes 2 days ago. Tomorrow I get to do dill and basil.
You're a unique entity in that a lot of times, myself included, when you and I, we do health coaching and counseling, we always tell people, hey, you know, you should probably be, you know, eating better quality foods, and especially if you can go organic, right? Only you're one of the few that's actually growing the food now. You're not just telling people to eat it. You're actually growing it for others.
Yeah, it's definitely, I used to walk the talk, and now I live the walk talk. And it, you know, it's just delicious. In your later years, the things, and I want to say this right off the bat, never mind the topic tonight for this moment, don't ever stop moving. Just don't. Keep going. Keep walking. Keep swinging your arms. Keep doing whatever you can. Do push-ups. Do knee bends. Do whatever makes you feel good. Keep your balance and never stop moving. Never.
I think that's sound advice. I know, and I know we got to jump into our topic tonight, but I just talked to my father today. He just turned 80 a few months ago, and he's been very mindful about exactly what you just said, staying physically active, and he's doing all kinds of things that he hasn't done in quite some time. And he reported to me today. He said, I've never felt so confident and sure-footed in the last couple of years as I do now. And he was, in fact, one of those older individuals who was, you know, struggling sometimes to walk, you know, without a trip or a fall. And here he is. He's been very mindful about exactly what you said, moving and taking care of himself. And he's enjoying life a little more abundantly as a result. So I think that's sound advice, especially as we age.
It is, and it's wonderful because regarding your father and what my mother did as well before she passed is walk on uneven ground, because it does something for the balance of the brain and also, of course, for the balance, the automatic adjustments of uneven heights. People who walk in the mall, it's still good. It's walking, unless you can't stand the formaldehyde. I'm one of those. But I have plenty of woods and walks to walk with here. If we challenge the body, not in a strenuous way, but in doing things that we haven't really done before or not a lot, is really good. It's never too late to learn new habits, to find places where you can improve. Just test yourself. You don't have even got to tell anyone. Just test yourself, keep it to yourself, take internal note of what feels good. And I'm so glad for you, Dad. That's great. It's wonderful. And it's actually a nice segue into our topic tonight, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah, because I think I just invented something new, Ken. You'll hear it when I talk about it, and I will let you know later. But a new expression, these things sometimes happen. I'm getting feedback from above, I guess, or inside or somewhere. So tonight, I'd like to touch on the connection of the mind and body and the heart and soul. So the first is how we experience the world. It's our trauma, our interaction with the world, what we are taught growing up, what we observe, and how in our 20s and ensuing family years, we repeat and ideally find out how we behave at times is not a good thing. I know I definitely went through that in my 20s. It was somewhat painful because I had a lot less confidence than I do, you know, later. But I like to think that heart and soul are the guardians of our God selves, and mind and body are the cause and effect pair. You know, you're being taught certain things, so the mind makes up a story about what that means. And it doesn't have to be traumatic. It could just be what they call in psych circles a little freeze response. You go like, and that's enough. Right, and the body notices that the cells of your body pay attention, and over time we want to detox and cleanse. And so the topic, official title in my notes for tonight, is psychic detox and hygiene for mind and body. Mind and body is where the imprint of our childhood is, of the learning years that we have. Mind-body is where we act out in the world. Heart-soul is less seen. But I think we all know this little voice inside that says, that was not very cool. You could have done it differently. Or how about something completely new? And have you thought that maybe you could change your mind about that person? And the way to do that would be to imagine how you would feel if you were in his stead. And listen, I am not a fan of telling anyone walk a mile in someone else's shoes, because that's not the point. The point is not to feel ourselves into someone else's life, but to be aware of our own effect on the world, on ourselves, and then be kind to ourselves in the way that we are not blaming or, giving ourselves the hard time for having called a spade. That's not what I mean. I mean, are we being petty? Are we being unkind? You can't be kind to everybody. I mean, everybody's got bad days. I guess kindness can just go out the door at that point and be recovered later in making it right. You know, when you feel that you haven't really been who you'd like to be with a certain person, be generous with yourself. Fess up. Tell them, I'm really sorry. You don't have to do anything else. You don't have to promise them the moon or I'll make it up to you. These things don't work, not with heart and soul prompts. So the heart and soul prompt is that inner voice that tells you X, anything, really. And the body and mind prompts are, I feel a little queasy tonight, or maybe I shouldn't have had this ice cream and now there is so much mucus, or, oh God, if I hadn't had, or if I hadn't done, if. In the real detox psychic hygiene world, two things don't exist, the what if and the when then. The what if is, if I could change anything, I would do X. The when then is, I just have to wait until I can get, and then I will be happy. Whatever that may be, it doesn't work. All you have is right now, this moment. And the purity of our honesty towards ourselves, both for mind and body detox, and prompting, nurturing of heart and soul, is the presence of this awareness. And we get messages, we get places where we have a recall. We meet people and we notice how they are. We might even say, I'd like to be a little bit more like that person. And then a conversation for heart and soul could be, and how come I am not? Well, that's just the way I am. Okay, fair enough. However, in that expression, do you sense the defensiveness? Well, I'm only human. You know, I'm a woman of God and creation, and to be just human is something brilliant, something fabulous, something fantastic. And to be just human puts us down and puts God's work into the bin of dust and insufficiencies. I don't like that. I don't like that. I want to be human, and when I make mistakes, I want to fess up to that. Whether you apologize to the person or to yourself with the person in mind, that's up to you. Even with people who have passed on, you can do that. So here are some tips for mind and body detox. I know how it works for me. I don't know, maybe you can learn from this. Maybe it works for you in a similar way. When I am hangry, for example. Well, don't try to do work on the heart and soul when you're not fed, when you're not well. What I have found, however, and this is probably a secret some of you have already tried, is that when I fast for a few days, my head gets very clear. I don't have any issues. And just imagine the amount of time you save when you don't think of food. Well, you might be thinking of it, doesn't cost you any time, but when you don't have to go shopping, when you don't have to prepare, when you don't have to set the table, when you don't have to cook and eat and digest, well, you still go to the bathroom, but there is nothing like freeing up time by stopping eating. So if you've never done it before, you know, do 36 hours, a light dinner, and then no food for the next 24 hours. And by day 3 in the morning, so you have the evening is one, the whole day not eating, just drink. And then on day 3, or day 2 technically, in the morning, have some fruit. Or if you can keep going and you're not starving, then keep going. It's really, really cool. So during that time, you would drink water, and mostly just water. What you can do is squeeze the juice of a fresh lemon or lime into your water, and you can do as much of that as you like. There's no harm done. There's nothing to digest. It is just to cleanse. And the lemon and lime are not only tasty, they are also cleansing and alkalizing for the body, to bring the body into a mode of cleansing and detox. Now, she's listening your body, and she'll say, I wonder how long that's going to go on. And so occasionally in the first day, because it's kind of like fuzzy, they're not sure. I'm talking about your criteria in the microbiome. They're not sure what's happening. They just know that they're not getting their usual ratio of carbs and sugar or whatever it is that your favorite eating is that you might want to change. Day 2 tends to be a little bit tougher, and at night a little bit more urgent. So what I do, knowing this, is I create a nice portion of miso soup. Nothing in it, no scallions, no tofu, whatever, nothing, no vegetable. Just a tofu mixture with a little bit of hot water, and then make a slurry, and then add more warm water, and drink that in little sips over a period of maybe 20-30 minutes. Salt at that time is very beneficial, and the miso fermentation adds some food to your microbiome, which is nice. I find that it's very successful and doesn't take a whole lot of willpower at that point. What helps also is that you, let's say the week before, you mostly have light food. You don't eat heavy carbs. You don't do chocolate and sugar. You don't have any of those baked goods. You don't need to do cupcakes or cookies or even bread. That's up to you. The purpose of this conversation really is that you learn to do for yourself what works for you, because everybody's different and everybody has a different health profile. So I can't speak for you. I can just tell you what I have done and what I have seen clients do and other people do. And so in the case, then, if after day three or day four, you're still all right doing just that, water, lemon, lime, more water. Maybe by now you will need a little bit of sweetness. And so on day four in the morning, you do Zyome 365. It is a healthy idea, gives you a little bit of a fuzz. A client of mine calls it her morning cocktail. And she's liking the fuzziness very much, because generally I am not a fan of carbonated drinks. And she knows that, but the Zyome 365 is actually really nice for that. And the bacteria that you get with it and the support is lovely. So as long as things are not really interacting with your digestive system, but are beneficial both in taste, flavor, and substance, you can go towards that. That's great. We're not talking oranges. We're not talking apples. We're not even talking watermelon, which is, by the way, very high in sugar, as you know. So you can do the Zyome 365 mid-morning. It doesn't have to be very first day because or first hour, because you're not eating. It's not like you have to pay attention. Then lots of X2O-infused water. And so if you can keep going after day four, you will see how much clearer you are in your head. That is a really, really nice gift to give yourself. You end up sleeping better. You may over time not need as much sleep, but these substances really are quite remarkable in their ability to sustain you. And I have done it multiple times, and it really is very nice. Now, what I think is important in both the psychic hygiene, right, that's a detox of negative thinking, of fear-based thoughts, of what-ifs that never matter, of those thoughts, you know, they say that 85% of your worries are not only not yours, but they never actually happen. So what if we could just let it go? Wouldn't that be nice? So when we fast, we not only detox our body, we also calm our mind. And of course, with that, what else is new? I would recommend maybe a spa treatment, maybe some lymphatic drainage, which will help the detox greatly, some whole body massage, and a nice foot bath with some Epsom salt or apple cider vinegar. Or if you have the newfangled foot baths, I mean, they're actually not that new. They're ionic foot baths, which take toxins out of the feet. The feet are the gravity of our bodies, obviously. They're at the bottom. And every part of the soul is engaged in releasing toxins from the bloodstream, from the lymphatic system, from the body. I mean, mine, when I go there, they look like a mess. So I do a series of five or six, like one every 2 weeks, and that's generally enough. I know that, Ken, you have some ideas along those lines as well, but I wanted to include you. Oh, there's another thing I have written here that I don't know. For those of you who like Metabowise, the system, you could, of course, start with that. I personally am not a fan of smoothies or protein shakes because to me it is still not very direct food. I'd rather do some juicing if it comes to that, which is another option you have if you have a juicer. So the Metabowise is also a great system that you can actually keep going on and lose weight if that's your purpose, but overall be, you know, detoxing.
Well, Henriette, I'm going to jump in, and you're right. I love the topic of detoxing just because I've done quite a bit of it myself, like you. The fasting part is something that I know is becoming more popular, at least it's becoming a little bit more, there's a higher awareness of it. Even though we can go back to biblical times and we can talk about fasting in those eras as well. But one of the things that I have discovered personally, and like you were saying, when you're doing the fasting, I did it originally the very first few times, thinking it was just purely going to be more of a physical detox for, you know, toxin release of the body, kind of like hitting the reset button, so to speak, physically. But what was really awesome, and anybody that has never done this can really, if they'll tune into their body like you're suggesting, they're going to notice exactly what you're saying about some of that mental cleansing. It's so strange, but it seems like as soon as you start doing a fast, you know, you can get into like your second day of that fast, and there's just this it's almost indescribable. You have this freeing of your mind almost, and it's mental clarity. But what I love about it is, you know, part of the reason we get sick or we get ill many times is what you're alluding to. A lot of times we're stressing ourselves out. We're worrying about things that may or may not happen. Most of the time they don't happen, like you said. And that puts such a downward pressure on our overall health and our immunity that, you know, when you're doing a physical fast, like you're suggesting, and you get the benefit of the mental fasting on top of it, it seems like a lot of that stuff that has bogged you down mentally just seems to almost somewhat fade away, I guess would be the best way to describe it. The only thing that I'm going to throw in there before I turn it back over to you that I found personally works really well for me, when I'm doing a water fast, I like your suggestions about the lemon and the lime, but I also have found I really love and enjoy using my X2O during that time frame.
Oh, yeah.
While I'm fasting. I found for that just seems to work really well for me personally. So just a personal thought there.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, to me, the X2O is with me in my bottle at 2 sachets in 24 ounces. And I refill it twice, and once and then again. And that is with me. And boy, do I know the difference when I am not hydrated enough. I said this at other calls. It seems idiotic, but when you're in the field, when you're in the greenhouse, and you're intent on doing things, or whatever it is that you're doing that you're intent on, it's that much harder to stay focused on your body because your hands are doing things. The benefit of that is that your hands are in the soil and your feet. We often take our shoes off, and we have our skin touch the earth. That's another way to ground, to become really the reducing inflammation. It's very important. The mental emotional component of a actual physical cleanse is huge. It's huge. And isn't it funny how things just don't seem quite as serious? And it's a little bit like you haven't been sleeping and you're run down and you have all these fantasies of things that will never happen. And then you have a good night's sleep and then you wonder, I don't know why I was so worried about this. Things look up, as people have a fondness of saying. Another piece of fasting or not eating solids is that the body starts to eat its own cells. And that's not a bad thing. It is called autophagy. That's auto, like a car, and then phagy. And autophagy starts happening after 14 hours of no food. So you can do intermittent fasting and create this every day, but it only just begins after 14 hours. So if you want to continue really 36, 72, 96 hour fast is really your game. You're starting to cleanse dead cells. You're starting to cleanse fatty tissues and the toxins that are stored in fat. This isn't about weight loss. This is really about a certain amount of purification. And for those, and you mentioned the Bible, for those who do God's work every day or who are meditating or are otherwise in touch with their inner soul, if you will, all of this comes together as a happy release, as a method of becoming more real, being more of who you truly be, not so much in the person or the persona that you may have to present in public or may have to present at work. And you'll see when we get older, that just falls away, because how many more years do I have to prove I am worthy of being me? There's only one of you. Each one of you listening now or later is unique. You are precious and unique, and there's no question that you need to be like anyone else or be compared to anyone else, which is such a disfavor we do ourselves. In our competitive society and culture really carries the brunt of this. Not a good idea to compare. It will never work. It makes everybody unhappy. That's why multiple people should get the first prize, you know, in everything. Yeah. So autophagy after 14 hours. If you want to do intermittent fasting, it's usually start with 12 hours and then do maybe 16 to 18 hours if that's where you want to go. Now, for people who are older, check your body, check your energy level. For me, for example, I do intermittent fasting and I don't eat after 6, sometimes 7. It depends on daylight. How much daylight do we have to be out there working? 6. And I don't eat until about 10:30 the next day. So that's like 14 and a half, 15, 16 and a half hours or something. That leaves me 8 hours to eat. Now, I don't eat the whole time in that. The point is to give our bodies and our digestive system a longer period of time to break down the food and also to help heal what is broken. Because if we do this whole piece, and I'm sure some people are benefiting from it, I know I am not, that constant eating in between or 5 or 6 small meals, to me is anathema. I cannot imagine my body having to deal with this. It's in constant, oh wait, we have to interrupt the digestive process. There's more coming down the hatch. The body is in constant alert of having to process food. And it doesn't, you know, just because you're a little hungry only means that your stomach is empty. Celebrate that. Have more water before you have food. Because in the brain, and I am told that especially as we get older, the signals for thirst and hunger are very close together. And we think we are hungry when really the body just needs a good glass of water. And I think I mentioned that before as well, but they did a study on midnight fridge raiders, people who go and need to eat something at midnight or something in the middle of the night. And they had a study on, I don't know how many, maybe 100 of them. And they were given, or they were told to drink a glass of water, room temperature, and then wait 15 minutes and go back to sleep. Not a single one of them felt eating was important after the drinking. So that's just one small example of how we misinterpret the signals our bodies give us. Yeah, so if you've never fasted before, this is a good way to get started. There is a couple of other things as well. If you are intending to really do this, it's a good idea to take what is called a binder. There are multiple binders that you can start with. And what I have done successfully and really like, because it's actually food you're getting, and yes, it is somewhat digestion. It's chlorella and spirulina tablets, not capsules, tablets. They are pressed from freshwater spirulina, freshwater chlorella, and they contain a very high percentage of vegetable protein. They contain contain all the essential amino acids. And they are very nourishing to your blood. They are also cleansing. And to boot, they are very high in magnesium. Okay, so that is a secret tip from Henrietta to you all. It is something that I have done over the years many times. And it's food, yes. So you could take it at night. You could take it, not at night before you sleep, but at the end of the day, you can have that miso soup, and maybe another time you can also have those little tablets, and you don't have to crunch them. They feel, they taste like algae, but you don't have to crunch them down. You don't have to chew them, rather. You can just swallow them with water. And that's essentially it. Start there and then build from there. And remember that when you are at peace in your body, your mind and your heart and your soul will all be much happier. Now, again, the heart and soul part is what prompts us to do something, something good for someone else. Finally, there is, when, yeah, this is another good thing. Sometimes when we detox, old SHIT comes up, and rather than giving it too much attention, what you can do is simply start with gratitude. Give gratitude a chance, just say thank you, and if you feel you have too much attention on yourself, go do something nice for someone else. Even if it's just complimenting the cashier at the supermarket or wherever you shop. It's nice to do, to be nice to others, and then mean it, you know, don't just bullshit them, mean it. And that's about it. This is this whole call. I was so happy to talk about this, and I have lots of notes here. This whole call to me is a key to living a successful life, at least the beginning of all of it. Heart and soul prompt your thinking, expand your awareness. Let us live in that field of conscious awareness. That's a good start.
It is a great start, Henrietta, and I'm glad you brought this topic up tonight because, again, I'm one that understands that, you know, living a healthy, successful, vibrant life involves a lot of facets. You know, it's what we eat, it's how we think, it's, you know, the way we manage stress, it's also how we detox. I mean, and so many of those factor into our overall quality, and your topic tonight definitely taps into a lot of those things all at once. And this is the kind of stuff that, again, when people practice, just, again, especially if you're listening tonight and you've never attempted to do a fast of, say, 24, 48, 72 hours, these are the kinds of experiences that are worth having because you'll surprise yourself at how much you gain from it. And I'm saying that as somebody who spent a lot of years in the health and wellness industry before I ever did a single fast. And it was definitely something that I could tell a massive shift in my body from. And that's why I incorporate that as part of my routine every quarter of the year. I'm at least doing one significant fast because I know the health benefits that result from it. And Henrietta was kind enough to dive deeper into that topic tonight for us. So, Henrietta, I appreciate the information, as always, that you share on these calls because it's good stuff. It's the kind of stuff that we can definitely put into practice.
Yeah, I think it's important that we all talk about these things, you know, because otherwise you can only read so many magazines, which, yeah, you know.
I do. And so, guys, for those of you that joined us tonight, keep in mind that obviously our focus is always on how do we help you enjoy more abundant health. That's one of the whole reasons we do this call twice a month. And so most of the time or a large percentage of the time, we're talking and incorporating, you know, Zuma products. We talked a little bit about that tonight as well, as how you can incorporate some of the Zuma products. Like Henrietta mentioned the Zyome 365, and I mentioned the X2O. But as many of you know, too, I mean, part of what also contributes to good health is what Henrietta is also bringing up tonight, and that's, you know, giving yourself grace and having the mental clarity and having the ability to just, you know, allow your body to relax at times. And all of that adds up. It's interesting, you know, when we get in the nutritional world like we're a part of at Zuma, sometimes we get a little bit too focused on just the nutrition part. And tonight's call was about what do we do outside of just the nutrition part. And so that's what was really encouraging to me about this call tonight, Henrietta. So again, thanks for sharing that information with us. I appreciate it.
I really appreciate you letting me share things like that because that is something that I find essential to include because otherwise we're only just working with half.
Correct. 100% agree with that. Well, guys, I want to thank you for being on this call live tonight. As always, I appreciate your time and you being here with us. And as always, we did record this. I encourage you to certainly reach back to this and maybe share it with somebody who you think could benefit from the information we shared tonight. And Henrietta, as always, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you all, and good night.
Okay, bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for being on. Bye-bye.